Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join me this evening. The news lady, as always, thank you. Terrence Noonan is who we are going to be talking to today. He's going to call in. I'm so excited about having him on At Home with Victoria. He is a producer, a supervising producer. He is an author. He works on the Dr. Oz show. He also has worked with the Rosie O'Donnell show. And also, he just finished up some work with TLC's new reality show called DC Cupcakes, and that basically focuses on two sisters that run a cupcake shop in Georgetown in DC. So I'm looking forward to hearing the scoop and all the information about that. And also, more importantly, I asked Terrence to come on the show because I really wanted him to talk about his book. He's got a new book out that's called Starring You. And basically, what's great about this book and me being in television news for 15 to 16 years myself, there are always people that ask me the same question, how can I get my event on TV? How can I do this on TV? So what I like about what Terrence has done, he has basically written that in a book. So all you've got to do is go to Amazon, grab the book, and all the information is there. I think the guest of the half hour is on the line, so let's go ahead and see if we can get him on the line. Hi, Terrence, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, darling, how are you?
Darling Victoria, I am just trying to survive this heat. Are you?
I know. It's hot as hell, isn't it?
It's hot as hell, and I'm going to tell you something. People get real crazy, you know? It, like, brings out the crazy and crazy. And, like, living in Manhattan, and I live in Hell's Kitchen, I mean, it really... I know we're not allowed to talk about that, but it brings out the C and the crazy and the K, and I just mind my business. You know, you knock into someone accidentally, and you think your life's at stake. You know what I mean?
Right,
you
right,
just
right.
Got to mind your business.
Right, exactly. And I definitely know being up there in New York, like you said, it is crazy as hell up there. So listen, first of all, dude, I got to tell you, you have been great, super great for my ratings, because once you said that you were going to do the show, I started sending it out on all of my social networking, and I have to tell you, everybody started emailing me.
You are kidding.
No, dude, I'm Terrence. I'm telling you, I'm not lying, and I'm totally telling you the truth. I can say this about one other person so far that I've had on my show that this has happened to, and now it's happened to you, but it's been more of a degree with you than anybody else. And the thing that I was thinking of is that I think a lot of people are just so in love with reality shows, and you've worked on those and written this book that everybody just became super interested in it.
Well, you know, I appreciate that because, you know, as a kid who grew up on Long Island watching TV every day, I mean, I didn't grow up in this business. You know, I wasn't born in Beverly Hills. My dad was a cop. I mean, we were like a regular family, and I just always loved TV. And I think for me now is being able to watch what it can do for people. It's just I see it in action, and I see what it can do whether you want to be on American Idol or you want to get your restaurant publicity or you want to get yourself publicity. I mean, it really, there is nothing like it. And if you use the media right, it's basically free. It's a little, it's your time, but, you know, nothing is comes without a lot of work. And so, you know, yes, your time is money, but it's your own time. And I put a lot of time, you know, into doing what I do and trying to teach people and sort of spread the message of, you know, you don't want to be the best kept secret. I think that sort of idea is sort of like old news, because if you're the best kept secret, no one knows who you are.
Exactly. No one knows
I'm
who
all
you
about,
are.
Listen, I'm all about everybody knowing who we are. You know, it's like, let them all know. Here we are. Celebrate.
I think that's great, and by the way, I ordered your book a couple of days ago, and I was upset that I didn't order it sooner. Because
oh,
I
God,
to
I would have, you know what, I should have had a book sent to you. I am sorry, because... I've been on hiatus. I think, you know, I work at the Dr. Oz show. I'm the supervising producer of that show, and then I also have a reality show that I created that's launching next Friday, the 16th, on TLC. Called
DC
Cupcake.
Yay!
And, you know, they really are, honestly, why I love doing the work I do. I mean, I love working on the big shows, and I've done Rosie and Ellen and, you know, worked with so many amazing people, and Mehmet Oz is amazing, and he just won the Emmy for Best Host. But, you know, I met the girls of Georgetown Cupcake when I ordered cupcakes for someone's birthday. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, what a great business, you know? And then I called them up and we met for coffee and we've been working together now for about a year. I was doing branding work with them and doing their PR. And then I was just too busy. And then we
right.
created the reality show that we sold to TLC, and we still work very closely together on.
Was it difficult when you went to TLC to say, hey, I've got this great idea? I mean, were they kind of like, yeah, we're interested?
I mean, I'll tell you, it's sort of what I teach people to do, whether it's selling a show, promoting yourself, whatever you want to do, you got to do all the steps to give people as much information as possible. So we didn't just go to TLC with, you know, and say, oh, we have an idea, blah, blah, blah. I was on the weekend shooting home video. You know, I mean, we presented them with 10 minutes of tape. I mean,
right.
you know, there is a lot of things that we did. It's like I teach people when they want to be on TV, you need to take off whatever expert hat you are and
mm-hmm.
put on your producer hat. Because when you start giving producers, writers, people like you well thought out segments, well, then they
right.
don't want to say no because we're all overworked and we just – so you sort of do their work and then they'll
well,
keep having
exactly.
you back.
Exactly. No, you are definitely right about that because now that, you know, my show has been bumped up to a higher level, I think, because I'm on iTunes and Apple accepted me. But now there's a lot of people that will just say, hey, can I be on your show? But you're right. There's a huge difference between the people that will actually say – Victoria, can I be on your show? But I'm doing this. I've got this going on. I'm working on this. So basically, the ones that do all the work for me, they make it so easy.
Yeah.
You know,
I teach people not to say, I have a great guest for you. That's great. You know, I have a headache today. I need a nice coffee. Great. What else do you got for me? I mean, it's like, so does the rest of the world. I mean, everybody,
right.
you know, we got to get over how special we think we are. And then, you know, what I say to people is you write in a way like, here's what it will look like. Here's how the segment will look. Here's how the article would look. So you lay it out for them. I want to do a dream wedding. I've already got the couple. I've got a DJ. You know, you've already worked on your moving parts. As you know, and when you build and build and build, you have to do a little bit less and less and less because you're more of a wanted guest. You have a bigger presence. You're more high profile. People will then do a little bit of work for you. But at the very beginning, you should be doing all the work.
Good information.
And I'll tell you something, and I'm sure you feel this way too. When people come to me, whether it's a reality show, a little show, a big show, any show, and they're high maintenance, I don't go back.
That's it. You're done, parents.
I got enough Listen, I am a gay man living in New York. I have enough high maintenance people in my life. I do not need more people.
I got you.
So do you know what I mean? It's like make it.
No,
I still remember people who offended me or turned me off back when I was a producer at Rosie O'Donnell, and that's how much like that people. What we all need to remember is we're going from show to show. We're going from magazine to magazine. We're just moving around.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you know, I think it's really important.
You are right about – you're definitely right about that. I like the point where you basically said all of us have to get over ourselves and thinking that we're special. And you know –
Listen, we all want to think that the world is going to set in sun. Things are getting canceled if we don't show up. I mean, no one cares. You know, I say to people when they get a phone call, you know, a lot of – you know, you know this. A lot of times we're you know, a guest falls through or something happens. And,
right.
hey, and you call someone, hey, are you available? It's the last minute. Can you come tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, you say, yeah, oh, yeah, I'll be there. Then you hang up the phone and you say, now what the F am I going to do? Because I'll tell you, if you say, let me call you back in 10 minutes.
It's done. Yeah, you're done.
They've called 12 other people.
12 other people. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
we're not sitting around. I mean, listen, I think that I'm the greatest person I know. But I'm not, and I know that I still have to show up, be on time, be accessible, try and be a good guest, you know, deliver what I say I'm going to do, because mm-hmm. there's too many people who want to do it to make it worth dealing with high maintenance.
Right. Now you had talked about that the television was sort of, you know, where you grew up and all that stuff. You've always loved television. So when did you make the leap from sort of doing the television news into going up into the reality into doing those national shows? When did that happen for you?
Okay, so here's the situation. I'll say this. When I met Florence Henderson, who was on the Brady Bunch, I cried for like an hour because I wouldn't stop calling her Mrs. Brady because I didn't understand that she's a real person. I was a CBS page, and I worked. I used to work. I was a page at CBS, and then at night I worked at Letterman, and at night I would go fold clothes at the Gap so that I could pay my rent because I didn't have any money, you know. And I wasn't one of those kids who was supported by his parents. And I got a job on a big show, which I'm sure a lot of people know, called The Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Yeah.
And when I was there, Rosie and I had grown up in basically a town away from each other. So even though the show had a lot of high-profile guests, if people remember the show, we did a lot of human interest, a lot of real people stories. And because I grew up where she grew up, I knew all her references. So I started sort of moving away from celebrity and moving into real people. Then I worked on a show for Kimora Lee Simmons called Life in Style. It only lasted a year. Now, when we did that show, we needed a lot of guests. And what I realized at that minute, because I was doing a lot of lifestyle for the first time, that people thought that if they were good at cutting hair, it meant they were good at being on TV. And people thought if they were good at, you know, being a lawyer, that meant they were good guests. And that's not true. It takes work. It's another job. And that's where the idea for the book came. And then I was like, I got to start creating my own stuff. I got to start selling my own stuff. I love real people. You know, I'm attracted to characters. I love people with something to say. And I'm always looking. I have three new shows in development. I'm going up to Saratoga to look for at another idea on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I'm just always out there looking.
Well, and that was because, Terrence, as we talk, a lot of people always we've got a bunch of people in the chat room. And they're all saying hello to you. Michael is in the chat room. Michael says, you know, I like this guy. I think I'm going to have to go buy his book. We love him too, Michael. And Cheryl is in the chat room. So I want to thank everybody for visiting us.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I told you, dude, you've been great for my ratings.
And I'm going to tell you something, Victoria. Listen, you know this because you've been in the business. I use all the same things to produce my real life. You know, it's like I say to people, if you want to show up, you want to make stuff happen. I you know, when I speak to people, I say this, life goes on. World, you know, like when you TV shows go, magazines get written, people show up at school. The only question is, are you in it or not? And that's really what my message is, that everything's going to keep going. And so do you want it to be someone else or do you want it to be you? And for me, I want it to be me.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny that you say that because my first TV job was an intern with Ted Koppel at ABC News. And I remember it's crazy how I got the job, but it's exactly what you talked about. I happened to be at school in the office answering the telephones, and the executive producer, Tara Sonnenschein, I'll never forget, she called and said, hey, we're looking for some interns and blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, I said, I would love to do it. But the crazy thing was, Terrence, I didn't tell my advisors until about a week later after they had said that I got the job that the lady called. Now, you know, looking back on that now, that was wrong. I should have done that. But for me, it was like it was competition because I thought, well, wow, you know, it was meant for me. Hell, I answered the phone, so I should have been the one who got the job. Now,
no, well, listen, you got to listen. It's a competitive world out there, and I'll tell you, I got my job as a CBS page because I had been trying to get into the NBC or CBS page program. They're so hard to get into. So many kids apply.
Yeah,
and I had gotten a call that said, we have a job. It's a two-week job, but it's you need to be at work at 3 in the morning, and none of the pages want to do it, right? Because, you know, I love the page program, but a lot of the kids, you know, were kids that were knew someone or whatever. I was like, I mean, you know, do I want to get up at 3 in the morning for the rest of my life? But will I do it for 2 weeks? Sure. So I went there for 2 weeks, and guess what? I never left.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
Because it's the person, it's like you got to do, you know, I go to, you know, I'm always working, doing things, putting myself out there. You know, my sister's like, you're like a hustler. If I didn't think, you know, if I didn't know you worked in TV, I would think you were a hooker at the Port Authority.
You're funny. That is too funny.
You know, but it's like, which is probably a nice career, but it didn't, you know, that's not for me. But I mean, in this business, you know, you got to hustle.
Yes. No, you're definitely right. And I think it gets back to what you said also. And I think anybody that wants to try to get their stuff on television or get themselves in a newspaper or magazine, it's exactly what you said. You have to put yourself out there because no, it's not going to happen. You sitting at home in your office, you know, saying woe is to me or, you know, you've got to get out there and meet people. Otherwise, you know, how in the world is it going to happen for you? It's not.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that no one, you know, no one, every, people still got to do what they're doing, you know what I mean? And so we can't, you got to leave what you got going on at home, and you need to just keep going, and you need to just bring that smiling face to the table and do whatever you need to do, because those are the people that get ahead.
Exactly. No, I definitely agree with you on that. And like I said, that gets back to my little story about how I got my first intern.
No, I love that, because you know what? Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, and literally I knew at a very, very early age, and I realized going into television that it was very competitive, and I was like, well, how am I going to stand out above the rest? But something that I always did, even when I was a news anchor in my television career, anytime, you know, and you know how this happens, when you're in the newsroom, it's getting late towards the end of the day, all the reporters want to go home, nobody wants to go out on the story, there's a shooting. I was always the person, even when I was a writer, to say, hey, well, you know, I'll go. So even before I made it on air, I was basically an on-air reporter, but you never saw my face. I covered so many stories that and then it just got to the point that Jack Cahalian, who was my news director, was like, well, you know, he was just like, oh, go ahead and send Victoria. So, but the thing is, that happened for me because I was always in those meetings. I always sat there. I always
You were ready.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was always.
And, you know, you have to just, you know, say to people, is this, you really, before, I say to people all the time, before you even think about what you want to do, you need to sit down, you need to create a list, you need to, ultimately, am I hoping to get out of this? You know, am I hoping to build a business? Do I want to be famous?
Yeah, exactly. I totally
change
do
and you made, but you want to have a vision of where you see yourself, because you know, it's a tough business, and it takes, you know, you there are moments that, you know, you can be beaten up, and there are other moments where you can be really celebrated, and you need to ride the roller coaster, and you really have to love it. And, you know, I say to people, you have to love it and believe in, you know, whatever your brand or your message is, you have to love that more than anybody else.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We've got a couple of questions through the email.
Okay.
Of course, everybody, you can pick up.
Yes, yes, I'm single and available. Yes, I can answer that.
Actually, I'm sure there are a couple of people who probably wanted to ask me that because I have your picture all on your show information. But here's the next question is this is about your book. And the question, someone says you're very inspirational. That's what Cheryl says.
Oh, well, thank you.
So the question is about your book. So they want to know, is that the information that you're saying, does that pretty apply to sort of anybody across the board who's interested in getting into any type of television, newspaper, or magazine? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wrote the book as a sort of A to Z guide for people that that people wanted to use the power of the media. So that was sort of the goal of the book, was to say to people, do you have yourself, your business, your product? How are you trying to work with the media? What is your relationship going to be? You know, I encourage people all the time to get themselves out there. Whether, you know, it's what I don't say is, you can't just say, I want to be famous. I won't work with people like that. I'm not interested in those kind of people, because I really want to understand what it is you want to be famous for. I mean, look, it's great to walk down the street and have people say, oh, how are you? I saw you on this, you know, blah, blah. I mean, that works with all of us. But for me, it's much more of a business, and it's much more of a strategy and sort of understanding who you are.
Mm-hmm. Very, very,
you know,
good.
As opposed to just, I think I'm a great singer and I should be famous on American Idol, but I never will be. So, you know, that's not what I'm going to do. So I encourage people to really understand, you know, to understand who they are, you know, and what they're trying to do, what platform. You know, a lot of people want to just, you know, I know lots of people who just are interested in getting their small business exposure, you know, whether it's to the local news, the local paper, the local chat rooms, the local radio stations. They're not interested in being on Good Morning America or the Oprah Show because, quite frankly, you know, those people are not going to fly to their little town to go out to dinner. You know, I know a woman in San Diego who never tries to do national, you know, papers or radio or television, but she does everything she can to get on local TV because she knows that when people are going to go out to dinner, they might just think about her restaurant.
Exactly. Exactly.
But on the other side, there are people who think they should be on Top Chef and they're the next great chef. And I encourage those people to do that. It's just a different way of going about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this question, because this is something that's been sort of going around in my mind and mine actually for, I would say, like the last year. Why do you think that we as Americans now are just so in love with ourselves? Because I just feel like we've made this shift in our culture that we're just so in love with ourselves, and all of us think that we're just the greatest thing in the world. On one hand, I think it's good because we don't lack self-esteem issues in this country. But on
right.
the other hand, I think sometimes I don't think that it's always healthy. And I think some of that translates into some of the different reality shows. And just, you know, any and everybody can get a reality show. And sometimes I think some of the reality shows, especially I have to admit, like the ones that the TLC does. I love their stuff.
Right.
But some of the shows, people get on reality shows because they're famous for being famous and all that. I get all of that. But it's like Americans, it's like we have this appetite and this crazy obsession about being famous now, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I think we all want to see, you know, we also like to peek into other people's lives and see the chaos so that we can think about that our own lives are just a little bit better. You know, I think there's that. I think that what we do also is that, you know, I think the Jersey Shore is a great example. I mean, I think we all, you know, can say, oh, I see Snooki or the situation in every magazine and they're making all this money. And that's true, and they are. But for every Snooki, there's, you know, thousands of people who haven't made a dime off doing a reality show. I mean, you know, in most cases, a reality show is not going to make you rich. You know, I mean, it's just not the way the shows are set up. Yes, if it goes well and you have many seasons and you do a lot of renegotiating, but, you know, those people who are on The Real Housewives in those shows, they're not making much money.
Interesting.
You know, it's not like, you know, you're not an actor, you know, on you know, a big drama like out of Hollywood. I think you have to think about, you know, what it is that why you're going, and remember that for all the people you do see in the magazines, think about all the people you don't see.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that, you know, look, we all like a little peek into everybody's lives, and we all want to, you know, I mean, there's something very glamorous about the limelight and Hollywood and fame. And, you know, as you know, and I know, I was just out in Las Vegas at the Emmys, and, you know, it's great and it's fun to be around it. You know, and when I, you know, walk down and I run into Carney Wilson, you know, and she knows who I am.
Right.
I still am like, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, Carney Wilson, Phillips, hold on for one more day. You know, and like that's what's going on in my head. But then I try and play it cool. I'm like, hey, Carney, you know, like I'm so like in the know. But meanwhile, my brain, I'm like, oh, my God, Carney Wilson, Phillips, I loved you. You're my favorite band.
Right. Right.
But I just go, you know, I'm like, because then I'm like, hey, Carney, how are you? Like, I'm so, like, super fly Hollywood. But, you know, the reality is we are, that's the culture. That's, you know, that's what we're told is what we want to be. What we need to know is it's not all it's cracked up to be. And it's a lot of just, you know, it's never what it seems. Look, Lindsay Lohan got 90 days in jail today. I mean, it's horrific. You know, and there's a camera in the courtroom, and that's on all the websites. And, you know, I mean, it's the culture of where we are. We want to look in your bedroom window.
Exactly. Now, I was thinking of the flip side to that you talked about, where it's not always cracked up to be. For example, the reality show with Kate and John Gosselin, how that started off very innocent enough with, you know, taking a peek into the lives of them and their kids. But anybody who watched that show, and I confess in the beginning I did, you could quickly see just kind of Kate's personality with John.
Yeah.
There was a disaster over the horizon just simply waiting to happen.
Listen, and you know, and it's the thing that everybody should be careful about that wants to do anything with, you know, the media is, you know, we get caught up and we start to fool ourselves into thinking, you know, I see sometimes in my own life how I might get treated a little, like if I go to a hotel and someone knows I'm there. I mean, a very minute. And I see the way sometimes people will react to me when they realize, like, oh, I've won Emmys or I've done something. And I think, God, can you imagine I was like a famous person? Like, I was like, you know, like, how are they? I understand how they get so caught up because it's just not realistic. I say to everybody, and this is my, to me, to everybody, I just got off the phone with Sophie and Catherine, who, you know, have their new show, DC Cupcakes, and I told them this a month ago. Don't give up your day job. Don't give up your day job. So Sophie and Catherine are getting a show on TLC. Why? Because they bake great cupcakes, right? They're now TV stars, or they will be. I told them every day from now until then, I gave them this assignment like almost a month ago, that they had to continue to ice cupcakes every single day. Because I want them to remind themselves why it is. What was the thing that got them the phone call? What was the thing that got me to call them and say, I want to work with you? People get that thing. This is what happens. You get on the local news. You go out to your favorite restaurant. Someone knocks you on the shoulder and goes, oh, my God, were you on the local news? Suddenly you're Oprah Winfrey. You are too big to go to your job.
Right.
You know what I mean? Suddenly it's like, oh, no, I can't work. I'm busy. I'm a person. And then you become like you're not an expert anymore. You're now a TV personality.
I got you. Yeah.
And, you know, I think you have to remind yourself of what got you famous. What got you bookings? What got you attention? Keep doing that. Work on your brand.
And, you know, the thing about the Georgetown cupcakes is anybody who lives in the Washington, D.C. area before you got them in the show and all that stuff, what's interesting about that place is that it was kind of like by word of mouth. And then I remember going to parents like two or three times. Dude, I swear to God, I stood in line for about an hour and a half to get one of those cupcakes. Now
I know.
It was worth it, yeah. I mean, I would stand in mind again. It was definitely, definitely worth it. But now that I noticed since the Georgetown cupcakes, there are all of these different vendors that sell cupcakes now, which I thought was actually kind of
right. Awesome. Well, I mean, look, we all want to jump on the train, you know, and but I will say what they did do was, because this is a funny story, because I think you have to go to any length, as long as you're legal, to promote yourself and do what you have to do. I had set up a meeting for them when we first started working together, and I said, listen, I can't guarantee you a booking on Martha Stewart, but I think I can get you a meeting with the producers. You know, just a meet and greet. Bring some cupcakes. They got a big duffel bag, like one of those big, big duffel bags you bring to camp. They got one. They put a mixer, flour, all the ingredients they needed. They went to Amtrak. They took a train up to New York. They rented a hotel room that had a kitchen so that they could bake their cupcakes in the morning so they would be fresh.
Cool. Wow.
Now for me, as someone who is, you know, working with them, what that shows to me is that they'll go to any lengths and they'll work hard to get their brand out there, because they knew that they may not come back with anything, but they were willing to do it. They were willing to take the train up, make the cupcakes, you know, and those kind of things show, and people appreciate those things. You know, I say this to people all the time. 50% is being a great guest or a great interview, and the other 50% is how easier for you to deal with in order to make it happen.
Exactly. Good information. Very, very good information. Yeah, because the bottom line is nobody wants to work with somebody who's a diva and who's got attitude problems, because it's...
Listen, I wrote this in my book. There was a guy that I booked who's pretty well known, and they wouldn't let me say his name, and I had sent a limo for him. He was a stylist. And I guess it was like we were using a lot of limos, and the limo they sent was white, and he got out of it. And I've never booked him again, and I won't.
Right, that was it.
Because I just think, you know what, there's a million stylists, and, you know, it's like what stands out is the person who says, you know what, I'll just get myself there. Don't worry about me. Make
Don't
it easy.
It. Yeah. And I think that's something, too, that you said, you know, to make yourself available and make it easy. But you have just been lighting up our chat room that we're in, Cheryl and Literary Diva and Michael and all the guests that are in here, just basically putting down every single bullet point that you have been talking about. I'm getting a lot of wows, exactly. I love him. Oh, my God, I've got to get his book. Thanks so much for introducing him to us. So, yeah, you're a
Well, I so appreciate it. I love doing it because I love to work with people. And I just think, you know, everything in our life is a relationship. You know, that's why I call it, like, what's your relationship with the media? What's your it's like, think of dating. Think of your kids. Think of your family. You know, every relationship needs different nurturing. And how do you – and what I encourage people to do is to have an ongoing relationship. You know, listen, you can only get something promoted once, and then you're never going to promote it again. But we've been able to keep this cupcake company in the papers and on TV for the last 2 years because we're always just thinking of other ideas and we're always nurturing the relationship.
I think that's wonderful. I know I've been...
And listen, you don't have to wait in line anymore. I'll make sure that you can just go right in.
Hook me up, Terrence. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll hook you up because I don't want you standing in line out in that heat melting.
I know.
You know me. I walk in. I was like, I created this whole thing. I walk right by everyone. I'm in charge of this business. You move. I don't have a lot of pull. I can't get in many places. Most places, they don't want me there. So I figure this is the one place I can use my pull.
Well, I certainly do appreciate that. And the thing is for them, I'm excited, one, that you looked at their situation and said, hey, you know what, there's something here. I think, you know, the passion for what these sisters are doing, you know, that it's in Georgetown, this historical district in D.C., that, you know, that this would translate very well onto television. And with that, I have another question. There's a young lady who's from New York. She says it is hot in hell in Manhattan, by the way.
Yes.
And she says, so as a producer, you're always looking for stories then, or are you not?
Yes. Oh, I am always, I can't not look for a story because I'm always, you know, I'm always on the lookout. I'm always thinking of people who would make great guests, make great experts. I'm always hearing ideas. You know, I just heard an idea. I'm going up to Saratoga Springs on Wednesday to meet somebody who I heard about this, you know, I just heard about her situation. She's got a lot of pets and whatever she's got going on. And I thought, God, that sounds like a reality show. So I'm going to get on the train and go meet her and, you know, sort of feel that out. So I think, yes, I mean, I think, you know, producers and writers, I mean, we get our best stories from being out there. You know, that's why I encourage people to get out there. You know, we're no use sitting in a room. You know, yes, we spend a lot of time in the office, but really it's living your life is really where you get your stories from. You know, I mean, you know, I go out, I meet people, I want to hear what's going on with people. I'm interested in what they're thinking about, what they're talking about, because I think that makes us, we can understand what people want and what people are looking for. So I'm always looking. Look, I'm trying to retire. I'm trying to get myself a house so I'm not going to live in this sweltering heat.
We don't want you to retire. No. We want you to keep bringing us shows like Georgetown, D.C. Cupcakes. No, we don't want you to
retire. D.C. Cupcakes. We have a, you know, the Dr. Oz show. We're up. We're going back into our second season. We've had a huge first season, part of the Harpo family. You know, another great talent who I have to say works so incredibly hard. And I think, you know, I really believe this in my heart, that when you're a good person and you're easy to deal with and you're just gracious and humble, it's amazing how far you will go. It's amazing that the karma that surrounds you. I really believe that. And I'm not like, you know, suddenly I'm like Anthony Robbins, but I mean, you know, it's like I believe that good, like nice people get further.
I do believe that too, but I have to tell you, it was a quick second in my television career where Terrence, I didn't believe that at all, because it seemed like, you know, everything that I was trying to do right and other people were doing wrong, they got divorced.
Of course.
Now looking back on it, what was crazy is that I lasted much longer than what they did.
Yeah.
So I guess there's something to be said about that.
Listen, it's not, you know, I don't want to sound very Hollywood, but I have an agent that I work with who has been amazing, a guy named Mark Turner, who is really the most incredible agent, the most down to earth guy. And he will say this to me all the time. We are running a marathon. You know, you remember, don't take the quick hit. Don't take the quick fix. Don't do something that's going to, you know, necessarily tarnish your brand. You know, when we first started working on, I'll just tell you this quickly. When we first started working on a reality show idea, we had heard from someone who was interested in network, but they really wanted it to be about the girls' personal lives. And they really wanted it to be about, you know, what was happening. And that just wasn't what we were about. That wasn't how we envisioned the show. And you know what? We didn't say yes. And we held out and we waited. And, you know, you won't see that in this show. It's not about that. That's not what we saw. And so we stuck true to who we were. And when you do, it's when we try and be someone else that we fail.
I totally agree with you. Wow, you have
like when I try and be Victoria, when I try and be a gym rat and some muscle gym rat, I fail. So instead, I just go to Pinkberry and I eat yogurt. I can accept that.
It's funny because when I started putting the information out that you were coming on, and I sent invitations out through Facebook, I can't think of the lady's name right now, but there was one lady who said to me on the wall. She goes, Victoria. She goes, you better get ready because he is a hoot. And he's going to have me laughing the whole time. And there should be a reality show just on him. And I have to agree. She is so, so right.
Well, I will tell you something before we go. And I will come back anytime. So you just call me because we need But I'll tell you something. I have been asked to be on two reality shows. And I have said no to both. And I will tell you why. because I'm protecting my brand, right?
Okay.
I'm not going for the quick, I'll have a year of everyone will know who I am and that's going to be all great.
Yeah.
But I'm also putting things out there that I don't want to put out there. You know, yes, I can joke around and say that I'm single, but quite frankly, I don't want my life out there like that. That's not who I am. I don't want a camera following me on a date. I don't see that, you know, I think it takes away from what I've worked for so many years to build, which is to win Emmys, to write a book, to have a very successful career. So I think, you know, again, it goes back to what's your brand, what's your message, be true to yourself.
Exactly. Everyone in the chat room, when you said that you would come back to visit me again, it lit up. They're like, oh, my God, he's a great person. We love him. We need an hour show with Terrence. He's fantastic.
Okay, well, listen, you tell me whenever you want. I will come back. You just call me.
Will.
You got my digit.
Yeah, I got all your information. I will. So, Terrence.
And
look,
I'm so grateful, everyone who listened, watched DC Cupcakes. Victoria, you get a free pass. You don't need to wait in line anymore.
No in line. Thank you, darling, and we'll talk to you.
Thank you, darling.
Okay?
We'll talk soon. Bye. Bye-bye. Lots of love.
Stay cool. Bye-bye. I absolutely adore him. So, guys, that was Terrence Noonan, who wrote a book called Starring You. And actually, I didn't get a chance to talk to him about this, but the book is so inexpensive. I think I got it on Amazon for, like, less than $10. So I would encourage all of you to get the book on Amazon. Again, it's just called Starring You. So he has all that information out there. Like Cheryl, for example, I know you're with Moms Are the Best. You know, that book is going to give you information about what you need to do with the media locally and also nationally just to try to get yourself out there and your brand. Michael, I know you don't have much in that way of going on, but I know you mentioned something about HBO and the script. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to ask him that, but I'll connect the two of you on Facebook, and I'll let you ask him yourself. Literary Diva, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you guys do watch the show. And that was good information because I didn't know that it was him who went to TLC and said, hey, I've got this great reality show for you that I think you're going to want to put on the air. But what was important of what he said, he didn't go to them and just said, hey, I have an idea. He actually went to them, and he not only had information that was written, he had already shot, I think he said, 10 minutes of what he thought the show was going to look like. So I do think that's better if you can actually have something to put down in front of someone's face to say, hey, this is what I was thinking, this is what the show is going to look like. Then that way, you know, I think you'll have a much better chance. But so you guys have to befriend him on Facebook, and his name is Terrence Noonan, or you can just go on my wall, and I'll have the show information on there. Michael, I do want you to connect with him because I think you guys would get along well. He is an absolute super, super person. So in any event, guys, thanks so much for listening. Cheryl, the guest, Michael, and all of our Literary Diva and everybody that was in the chat room, I do appreciate your time. Stay cool out there. In fact, guys, it's so crazy hot that I went to take a swim in my swimming pool, and my swimming pool water is hot. It's like a big boiling pot out there, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that. But in any event, I'll be back on the air in a couple of days, and I'll have some more folks that are with reality shows to come on to talk to you guys about that, if that is what you are interested in. So thank you so much for listening and being here on At Home with Victoria. I always, always, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate your time. And appreciate you supporting me and my interviews, and I will talk with you guys later. Stay cool. Bye-bye.